Bienvenue chez le Tipsy Tennis Podcast. Nous sommes au UTS. Je suis avec Jules, Marie. On va jouer un peu de tennis, mais maintenant, on va parler avec n'importe quoi.
C'est pas mal, hein? Tu parles bien français. Très bien.
Merci. La première question que j'adore demander mes guests,
invités,
comment tu as commencé à jouer le tennis?
Quand ou comment? When or how?
Comment?
Comment? Ouais. Parce que English or French? French, hein? You will translate something?
I'll translate it. Ouais.
Mon meilleur ami, quand j'étais en primaire, donc à 8 ans, jouait au tennis. Et j'ai voulu faire comme lui. C'est tout. Simple histoire.
Tes parents jouent au tennis?
Non, mes parents ne jouaient pas au tennis. Mon papa est prof de judo.
Oh.
Ouais. Et ma maman s'occupait de nous, mon frère et moi.
Tu sais comment faire judo?
Oui, je montre.
On y va. D'accord. So let's switch over to English on that one. I just asked him about, you know, how he started playing tennis. He started 8 years old and he was watching the pros. And he wanted to be like them, so that's how he started, right?
No, because my best friend was playing.
Oh, his best friend was
playing.
Yeah,
that's why.
And then he wanted to be like, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Close enough. So we're here with Jules-Marie. So you're about 230 in the world right now?
Yeah, 290, but I was 230 1 week ago.
Yeah, it's always like jumping like that.
Yes,
and I hear like the difference between like 200 and 500 is the guy who's 200 had like one lucky tournament that picked up a lot of points and was able to play some more tournaments, or you
who
feel...
told you that? No, it's not, yeah, really, that there is many things, but I think when you are top 200 and top 500, top 200 you have to be more consistent, mm-hmm, doing during a year, and the same for top 10 players, they are more consistent they are more consistent, top 10 players, than top 200 players.
Okay.
When I play my best tennis, I can beat top 100, but I cannot do it over 1 year, you know?
Yeah.
And so
what's your favorite part about being a professional tennis player?
Because this is my passion. I love playing tennis. I love the game. Mm-hmm. You know, and now I'm 32 years old. And I have to train, I have to practice, so I do it, of course, but I don't like that much. I prefer like 10,000 times being on court to compete. Mm-hmm. So that's why I love to compete. I love match and I love the tennis game.
What was the biggest challenge that you had to overcome?
So I was on ATP Tour from 2010 since 2015. Then I stopped for, mm-hmm, 6 years.
Jules, t'arrêtes de partir. T'as joué.
Okay.
Mais on se voit plus tard parce que je dois faire la presse.
Ouais, tu sais combien de temps?
C'est pas. Combien de temps j'ai?
C'est quoi? C'est une demi-heure, c'est ça?
La presse conférence, ouais, c'est une demi-heure.
Donc on va se voir après. À tout à l'heure. I don't know what I was saying.
So your biggest challenge,
yeah,
that you had to face.
So and then I stopped for 6 years. I was playing only on France, no prize money tournament, because ATP was really too expensive, and I was not believing in myself anymore to be top 100. And then in 2021, I won the biggest tournament in France. I beat
the Petitas.
Huh?
The Petitas?
No. I won three top
French Open, Roland Garros.
No. I beat the three top 50 in the world. Like Goffin, Puy, Humbert.
Ah, yeah. Nice.
And then I decided to play again on ATP 6 years after, mm-hmm, and to hire a professional videoist, mm-hmm, to film from the beginning to Grand Slam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so what do you think is the biggest difference in your approach after taking that break from the tour?
Your what? Sorry, your?
What is the biggest change that you made? Mentality, yeah. That's, you know, with coming back with experience.
I had like much more experience on court, on myself. I was knowing myself, my body more than 6 years before, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. But I was playing the same. Mm-hmm. I was playing the same. And I was 228 in the world in 2015. And when I start again, like in January, I beat my best ranking. I was, mm-hmm, 203 in the world. Mm-hmm. And I did three Grand Slams this year.
Ah,
I didn't get to the qualification of US Open. I was two alternates.
C'est dommage.
But yeah.
And what would you be doing if you weren't playing tennis?
I don't know. It's all my life. I started at 8, so I don't even know.
What were you doing on that off time? Oh, you were playing in France, like the smaller club. Did you play
for a
club?
Off time?
Yeah, like between.
I was playing club matches, of course, and some prize money French tournaments. In France, you have a big circuit with a lot of tournaments every weekend.
So a lot of people don't know, especially in America, about the tennis leagues that go on in Europe. I know Italy, France, Germany is probably one of the most more popular ones. What is life like as a club tennis player? So you're like semi-pro, you're making money off of it.
Depends your ranking. French ranking is really tough to understand, so I won't do it. You told me you beat a 6-4, but it's a 4-6.
4-6. I beat him 6-4 though.
Ah, 6-4. Okay. And then he pulled out. But no, depends your ranking. But I think if someone knows the ranking, if you are like negative, so minus something,
classement,
you can start maybe to start playing on ATP.
How much money do you make for the club matches?
It depends, because I play in France, in Italy, in Germany.
What's like the range? If you win a match, is it also by like rounds?
With my ranking, I'm 250. It's like between 2,500 a match and 3,500 a match.
That's
good money.
Yeah, that's not bad.
So it's important for every French player to play it.
And do you represent the same club, or you move around representing different clubs?
No, I'm representing the same club in France, Sannois, and in Germany the same club since 7 years.
What club is it in France? You
reference it's Sannois.
Where is that? What city?
It's close by Paris, like 1 hour.
Okay. Yeah. And what do you like to do when you're not playing tennis?
When I'm playing tennis, before when I was young. How old are you?
26.
You are 26?
How old
I'm
do you
32.
Think I
I'm 32.
How old did you think?
21? No. No, more than 30. Oh, sorry.
30?
Yeah.
Okay.
But when I was young, when I was your age, I loved party, have a drink with friends, you know.
What's your favorite drink? Pastis?
I like Moscow Mule.
Moscow Mule?
Yeah. But now I can't do it because I'm old. I'm old player, you know. Yeah, because now I'm playing only players like they are 20 years old or 25, so yes, I cannot. But not even, that. I'm not drinking alcohol anyway.
So, but you were saying, so when you were younger, you liked to party a lot, so that
Not a lot, but I like party.
You like to party,
now
yeah.
I play golf.
Golf.
I like golf. But, yeah, off time, you don't have any, you don't have so much off time, you know.
Yeah.
You have to practice even when you are off. Mm-hmm. So when I'm off, I'm going to Moratoglou Academy because I'm living in Cannes, the south of France, mm-hmm. when there is the Moratoglou Academy, mm-hmm. and I practice. You know, I have 2-3 days off, going to the beach, sea, rest a little bit, and then you have to practice physically, tennis, and tennis.
Mm.
I don't know, because they told me you would be with influencers from New York, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know influencers from New York. I know only the top. Mr. Beast on YouTube. But so, who are you? I don't know your name.
Adam.
I think you told me already, but there was like 6 people, so I didn't remember.
Yeah.
So my name is Adam.
Okay.
I started the Tipsy Tennis Podcast.
Okay. So on podcast, you have Instagram as well.
Yes.
YouTube as well.
Yes.
Okay.
YouTube. I do articles. Okay. I do like vlogs. I do a whole bunch of stuff.
Okay.
So this year, I traveled to Australia.
Okay.
I was filming for Australian Open.
Okay.
And then I went around. I was in Philippines playing tennis, sitting over there. Then I was in India.
Okay.
I met a lot of I met some players. I went to a Delhi Open.
Okay.
And during that, so I try to. What I like to do is I like to show the other side of tennis that people don't really necessarily see. Like everybody was crowding.
Okay.
You know, Monfils is like, oh, answer my question. Like. People need to hear your story as well. Like tennis has influenced so many people, and it's different for everybody.
Yeah.
It's not only about the professional players. It's not only about the people who are good.
Yeah.
There's also plenty of people who are, you know, bad, but they've just been in the tennis space because they love it, and it brings people brings people together, and it brings them to, you know, who knows where.
Yeah, sure.
So I like to focus on the things that are maybe not so popular.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
But it's definitely a voice to thing, and I have fun doing it as well. Perfect. I mean, tipsy tennis, I call it tipsy tennis because sometimes during the interviews we drink.
Okay.
Not every athlete drinks. Okay. So sometimes, you know, we drink water.
Yeah.
But it's to be, you know, not so serious. You know, I like leave the serious stuff for the pros, for you.
Okay.
You know, you take it seriously. We don't need to take it seriously.
This is what I do on my YouTube channel. I'm doing some vlogs.
Yeah.
But I have some matches that I show.
Yeah.
So you
know Simon Freund?
Sorry?
Simon Freund?
Yeah, I know.
He was my first big guest. Get him, this was last year in like February or March. I flew because I'm already like just getting started. I flew all the way to Sweden to meet him.
Ah, nice.
And so he does similar YouTube.
Oh,
and
nice. Okay,
yeah, so you're saying you have your own...
I'm doing some vlogs like you, but I have some matches. So you, what do you do? Because you don't play matches when you are traveling.
Matches. Yeah.
Ah, okay. So what tournaments?
With my friends.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. I set up the tripod in the back of the court.
Ah, okay.
I played Miguel Reyes-Varela.
Okay.
He's a doubles player from Mexico. Okay. We played over here.
Okay.
A couple tiebreakers. Okay, we throw it up.
And then you are some music. Talking to him.
Yeah,
some tips.
Yeah, keep it relaxed, you know, laid back.
Okay. So that's for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Shout out to him. What's your YouTube channel name?
Jules Marie.
Yeah. You will see it in the comment section or in the description, maybe on the screen somewhere around here. I don't know.
Okay.
But
maybe here.
Yeah, maybe over. Yeah, over there. But thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
You said you didn't play New York, U.S. Open, but for the rest of the season and for next year.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Bon
chance. Thank you. Bye bye. See you.
All right. Oh, and last thing on the count of three, we're gonna say stay tipsy.
What?
Stay tipsy.
Stay tipsy. Okay.
Yeah. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Stay tipsy. Stay tipsy.
Oh, sorry, get more fish.
No, it's all right. I will do it after.
There you go.
Nice.
What do you have to do right now?